Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Charlie Cowell with RDG joins us on today's program to discuss the ongoing survey process for the upcoming Pella Streetscape project. Charlie, we're here at your booth at Thursdays in Pella, and you are kind of showcasing the early stages of this project that's going to be very significant here in downtown Pella. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit of background behind the streetscape and how your design firm got involved.
Right. So at RDG, we have a rich history in Pella. We helped do the comprehensive plan. We helped with the Mallinckrodt and various aspects. So we're very familiar with Pella and what it stands for. And we got brought in to help look at the streetscape here. There'll be some infrastructure needs in the near term with utilities and things. And it really presents an opportunity to rethink about the whole downtown streetscape, sidewalk, street, public realm, and figure out what the community wants and how we can make it better when we begin the reconstruction process at a later date to be determined.
Well, and that's what we're here right now looking at, numerous residents coming by and stopping by, giving their feedback. As you mentioned, RDG familiar with Pella. I'm sure you're familiar with our downtown, how busy and vibrant it is. When it comes to a project like this, you know, what are the things that you look at, especially with a downtown that has this rich tradition?
Right. So, as you said, Pella is very unique. We know the brick sidewalks are a staple of the downtown. We know the building architecture and all that is very important. So really anything we do has to complement what's here already, complement the businesses, complement Central Park, whether that's the bench style, whether that's the actual sidewalk itself, bike racks, maybe there's, you know, wayfinding we'll be looking at, how to get people in certain directions. Can that signage be aesthetically fit with what Pella stands for? So really everything's open game right now. We're just trying to figure out where we stand and where we should be headed. So,
well, and right now you're gathering input. What are some of the things that you're trying to hear from residents about in regards to this project? What are the key areas you're looking at?
Right. So we're looking for general input overall on just downtown, the environment, what works, what doesn't. But more specifically, we'll have a survey online on the City of Pella's website. But today we're getting some paper surveys as well. And what they are really is visual. It's a visual preference survey is what we call it. So a new number of images with different elements contrasting each other. And people can rate, you know, this is great, I love this. Or that's okay. Or no, I don't really like this. And when we do that, we can gain, okay, well, these sort of images are more popular than these sort of ones. So it begins to shape our design process and gets us off on the right track.
And what are those four areas on each board that are kind of as a part of each element?
Right. Yeah, so we kind of first talk about, you know, the actual materials of the streets, sidewalks, and alleys. You know, it's color of brick, color of concrete, permeable paving maybe, get crazy with it. The second kind of category is streetscape furniture, you know, benches, bike racks, outdoor dining maybe, certain elements like that. The third one is kind of your landscape art features. So maybe there's hanging planters, maybe trees or something that will be talked about throughout this process. Vertical elements of interactive art, what maybe that's desired downtown, who knows. And the last one's lighting and wayfinding. So light fixtures here, you know, when they get put in, what type should they look like? Maybe overhead lighting and wayfinding's a key portion of this project as well. So directing people to destinations in town and making sure it's clear and understandable.
There's a survey that's, as you mentioned, online now. On top of that, there's a lot of public meetings coming up over the next several months. What is the overall timeline that RDG is trying to focus on here with the City of Pella?
Right. So it's important this project is a design project. It's not we're not developing a construction plan or anything like that. So we're strictly looking at the design, and we're shooting for November to be kind of wrapping up that final plan or design plan. We've got another public event in August. We call it a public design workshop where people can come in and look at drawings and things we're doing. Open house tentatively for the beginning of October area, where people can come in, see some ideas, give their input, and then city council and presentations in November. So it's pretty aggressive, but like I said, it's the best time to get input is during the summer.
And then my last question for you, and that's a big key here, is you want the public to come out and engage you and help you with this process.
Exactly. I mean, it's RDG. We do a lot of these sorts of plans, but ultimately every community is different, and it's not our plan. You know, it's the business owners, it's the residents, it's the city's plan. So we need to know what we need, where we need to start, where we need to be headed, and the best way to do that is get out and talk to people.
Once again, that was Charlie Cowell with RDG, the group helping the City of Pella design the upcoming downtown streetscape project. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.